on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Can you call us if you saw an adult fight go down at a kid event? And if that sounds crazy, and I don't know if we're going to get calls on this or not, but we're going to try. Honestly, in a perfect world, we'll get zero calls and we'll just move on, right? And that's going to be a perfect world. I just don't think that we live in a perfect world, unfortunately, right? This is the reason we're bringing this story up. This happened, I was going to save this for PA so cray cray, but we have to talk about this today. This happened in, it was Harrisburg, right? Up in Pennsylvania last week. In a kindergarten graduation. Mm-hmm. I'll say that one more time. A kindergarten graduation went down. I don't know the exact dispute that was going on. Some parents decided something happened. Y'all, a fist fight broke out between the parents at the graduation, and things just went askew.
Oh my God!
A graduation?
It's terrible. I can't believe that that's something that would happen. I don't know why you would fight at a kindergarten graduation.
Because you're endangering not only my children, but the other children that are in the room as well. We need to grow up.
We need to grow up, parents. So at one point, there's a video of this. We'll post it at Kramer and Jess. Kramer and Jess on Instagram and Facebook. A baby was literally taken out of the arms of one of the men involved because that's how literally escalated this fight had gotten. They literally took a baby child out of this person's arm because they wanted to fist fight at this kindergarten graduation. Mm-hmm. Why do you smile?
Because things happen.
What do you mean things? Are you on the side of this fight?
No, I'm not on the side of this fight. I'm not saying that this should have happened. I'm not supporting the fact that it happened, but it happens. Like, sometimes
why things, do you
like,
have a tone like you understand that like
she
what
just
could,
talked
like what
about
could have gone
her
down
graduation beef.
Because I have been in situations whether I mean it did go down at my college graduation party, but even at my birthday parties when I was little, fights would take place. And of course it never has. Sometimes it has stuff to do with, like, honestly, I would say 9 times out of 10 it has nothing to do with any child that is present. It has to do with the drama that the adults are currently facing.
Well, I doubt it was like, oh my gosh, screw little Johnny on stage.
No.
I'm going to fight over this. I don't think it's actually something.
But have I witnessed altercations at my own birthday parties growing up? Absolutely.
At your birthday party as a child,
yes.
There would be a fight going on.
I mean, because.
Why?
Because there's
I just,
so...
I feel like, y'all, we've got to do better as adults and not fight at kid events.
100%.
There cannot be fights at children's events. And that's what's like disturbing me about this story so much.
Yeah. Also, please understand, just because I'm sharing my perspective and my experience of what I've experienced in my life does not mean I support the actions.
You're not saying it's right.
I'm not saying that it's right, but when you're like, how could this happen? I'm telling you,
you're like, my mom had said this to my aunt, and then all of a sudden.
I'm telling you what happened.
Okay, so let's try this. What happened? I want to know about the fight that happened at a kid's event that totally ruined the kid's event. Because again, y'all, this was a child's, this is a kindergarten graduation. How could something have gone so askew at a child's event? That led from like, hey, this is supposed to be something really happy, right, for a kid. And then all of a sudden, it was like an adult fight. Like I said, maybe we get no calls and everybody feels good. And we'll just move on with the show. But I don't know. I have a feeling there's got to be somebody out there like, hey, listen, there was a T-ball match. There was a T-ball match and it went askew. This is Kelly, right, Kelly? What's up, Kelly? Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so you saw an adult fight go down at a kid event.
Yeah, so my son plays travel baseball. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's always tension at baseball games for kids for some reason.
Why is that, by the way? Do you know why that is?
Because there's so much crap talking between the kids, mm-hmm, that the parents hear it, and eventually the parents start crap talking against each other.
Okay.
So then it just kind of blows up, and it turns into something that it's supposed to be a fun event.
Sure.
But
it's competitive.
A lot of times that it's not. It's not fun sometimes because you're like, why are we doing this?
Yes.
But, yeah, all right. It was, I think at the time he was 14, you know, he's older now, but they were lining up to finish the game. We had won, and the kids had been out on the field the whole time, trash talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So the catcher from that team kind of just sucker punched one of our kids, and they were fighting. So then the parents were like, oh, no, like, you're not going to put your hands on my kids. So then the parents started fighting. So it... bats were getting brung out. I'm panicking, like, where's my child?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't see any of this. So the police wound up having to be called. It was, I think it was like 6 or 7 cops that showed up. Those kids, they got in trouble. They got kicked off, you know, cause they got suspended for a few games or whatever. Mm-hmm. But nothing happened to the parents, I don't think. But
whoa. So wait, did the parents then also got into a fist fight, or they just got into a fist fight as well?
Yes, it was a whole brawl in the middle of the field.
And you wow. said they were bringing bats out? Like they were swinging the bats at each other?
The adults.
That's crazy. Yeah.
The adults were swinging bats at each other.
Yep.
Does that feel justified to you, Jess, if the adults are swinging bats at each other because the kids... Okay, but hang on. But the kids had gotten into a fist fight. So do you feel
Do I think that people should be swinging bats on each other ever? No. Do I think anyone should be getting physical? No. But do I understand in the heat of the moment where you see your kid get sucker punched in the face and you say something and then their mom or
dad
is
like, field, man.
Do
just,
you get what I'm saying?
You're charging the field.
Of course.
You're grabbing your battle axe. It just happens
to
be a bat.
If you see your kid getting physically assaulted, you're clearly going to react in emotion. I don't support what happened, but do I understand the heat of the moment?
How it did.
Yeah.
This is who, Jess?
This is Ted on 3.
What is up, Ted? Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, what happened? It was a kid's event and it was an adult fight.
So, yeah, so actually it was a soccer event, and, you know, the kids were under 14 and they're out there doing their thing on the field, and the parents become very competitive. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest, a lot of times it's the moms. The moms are out there and they love watching their kids, sons, daughters, and they get extremely loud and just, you know, rude to the point it's obnoxious. And they take it to a level where it just is too much. And then the kids start to get involved. So they kind of feed off of the parents. And, you know, it spills over. And, you know, again, problem is with men and women, and they're in these situations, is someone might say something, they overstep their boundaries.
Yeah.
And then here it is. They got to step in and defend the person's honor, or, you know, defend their wife or do whatever.
Oh,
and the
God.
Men get involved and then they start beating on each other. So I've seen it several times.
So what happened? Can you think of one situation where you're like, oh my God, what?
Oh yeah. Well, the one time it happened and, you know, the parents got in, two fathers got into it. You know, and they square up with each other, you know, and a lot of times they just do their dance and no one swings a fight. But then the kids, they feed off of it. The one kid picked up a corner flag, pulled it out of the ground and started chasing one of the other kids around with it, trying to pick him with it,
Wait.
You know, stab him with the corner flag.
During the game? During this happening during the game?
It was after the game. The game had concluded. But, yeah, he ran over, grabbed the corner flag and started trying to...
So it started with an adult fight, but then it rolled over into a kid fight?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like I said, the kids are going to feed off of... They watch kind of see what their parents are going to do and... You know,
so like it was almost like the parents were trying to defend the kids, but then the kids are trying to defend the parents, and then it's just like this whole weird universe of just everybody's fighting all over each other all over again.
Yeah, but there becomes a point in time where, you know, again, you know the level that, you know, if you're talking to somebody a certain way, you know at some point in time if you take it past that certain level,
it's over.
It becomes no longer talk. It's getting
done.
Physical.
It's
so.
Yo, these
Y'all
sporting events,
wild. I'm telling
these
you,
sporting events get
I'm
crazy.
You guys are getting wild. Thank you for calling us.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.